Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is bring versus take. I'll give you an overview of the basics, and then in honor of St. Patrick's Day, I'll give you an Irish spin on the topic at the end. But first, this podcast is brought to you by EasyCanvasPrints.com, turning your photos into works of art. Get your favorite photos printed on gallery canvas starting at $19.99. Visit EasyCanvasPrints.com/GrammarGirl to receive 50% off your canvas print. That's EasyCanvasPrints.com/GrammarGirl. Many listeners have asked me to talk about bring and take. Here's a caller.
Hi, Grammar Girl. It's Clint in Chester, Virginia. I have two children reaching high school age, and they still don't know the difference between bring and take. Can you put that on your web? Thanks.
Thanks to Clint and the others who asked similar questions. An interesting pattern has emerged in the questions and comments. A lot of people in Britain seem to think it's only Americans who have a problem with bring and take. I don't know if that's true, but I'll take their word for it and do my part to fix the problem. Whether you use bring or take generally depends on your point of reference for the action. You ask people to bring things to the place you are, and you take things to the place you're going. As one listener named Simone put it, you bring things here and take things there. You ask people to bring things to you, and you take things to other people. You ask people to bring you coffee, and you offer to take the dishes to the kitchen. You tell people to bring you good news, and you take your camera to the beach. For example, I'd ask Aardvark to bring Squiggly to my party next week. And then Aardvark would call Squiggly and ask, may I take you to Grammar Girl's party? I'm asking Aardvark to bring Squiggly because I'm at the destination. From my perspective, Aardvark is bringing someone here. Aardvark is offering to take Squiggly because he's transporting someone to a remote destination. From Aardvark's perspective, he's taking someone there. Here are two more examples that help me remember. First, think of a restaurant where you can get food to go. It's often informally called takeout. When you get takeout food, you're moving the food from your location, the restaurant, to somewhere else, a destination. It's takeout food, not bring out food. You're taking the food to a destination, out. Second, if I'm sitting at home and feeling lazy, wishing dinner would just appear, I'd say, I wish someone would bring me dinner. I imagine Pat stopping at a restaurant and getting dinner to go. From my perspective, he's bringing me dinner because dinner is coming to my location. I suspect that one reason some people are confused about bring and take is that there are many exceptions to the basic rules. For example, idioms such as bring someone down a peg and take a bath, and phrasal verbs such as bring up, bring about, take down, and take after, don't comply with the rule that bring means to cause something to come to the speaker, and take means to cause something to go away from the speaker. Further, the simple rules fall apart when you consider an event in the future where nobody's arrived yet. Do you bring rum cake to the school bazaar, or do you take rum cake to the school bazaar? It simply depends on where you want to place the emphasis in the sentence, which perspective you want to adopt. If you want to focus on the school and write from the perspective of the bazaar, you bring the cake to the bazaar. If you want to focus on your kitchen and write from the perspective of home, then you take the cake to the bazaar, which puts the focus on taking it away from your home. When you start writing about the future and have to choose between bring and take, imagine where you are in the scenario and make your word choice based on that location. As an aside, the past tense of bring is brought, as in, he brought me flowers. In some regions, people say brung or brang, but that isn't standard English. Another interesting note is that the words come and go follow rules that are similar to those for bring and take. Come is like bring. You ask people to come here, to come to where you are. And go is like take. You tell people to go away, to move away from your location. Aardvark and Squiggly will come to my party, and when Aardvark calls Squiggly, he'll say, let's go to Grammar Girl's party. Finally, here's the Irish twist. A number of people have told me that Irish speakers handle bring and take differently. Apparently, Irish speakers use bring in more circumstances than American or British speakers would. For example, Wikipedia says an Irish speaker would think it's fine to say, bring your umbrella with you when you leave, even though the American and British rules would favor take in that sentence. This is because Gaelic has words that are roughly equivalent to bring and take, bear and tog, or togue, forgive me if I'm messing up the pronunciation, but the meanings aren't exactly the same as bring and take. Bear can mean bring and take, and togue means take, but it can also mean collect, build, and lots of other things. According to a commenter on the blog going by Simbad, in Irish, take has more to do with transferring possession than changing location. So to summarize, there's an interesting Irish deviation from the rules, but if you're in America or Britain, remember that when the locations are clear, you ask people to bring things to you in your location, and you take things to other people in other locations. If you're talking about an event in the future, the word you use indicates where you're imagining yourself in the scenario. This podcast was brought to you by EasyCanvasPrints.com. Take your favorite family photos, pictures of the kids, or those amazing vacation photos, and have them printed on gallery canvas like you might see in a museum. Starting at $19.99, you can have a beautiful gallery canvas print for your home or office. Visit EasyCanvasPrints.com/GrammarGirl to receive 50% off your canvas print. That's EasyCanvasPrints.com/GrammarGirl. Thanks also to Stan Carey, an Irish writer who helped me with the Irish section. Any errors are my own, but he pointed me in the right starting direction. I'm Mignon Fogarty, and I have a new book coming out in July that covers the especially difficult and controversial words in English, like how I just explained what to do with bring and take when locations aren't obvious. The book is called 101 Troublesome Words You'll Master in No Time, and you can pre-order it now to make sure you get it right away when it comes out. That's all. Thanks for listening.